Welcome, everyone. Moving along in the month of October, Mike and Kim along with you on The Good Stuff. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine and Cherry County area, the Niobrara National Scenic River, great fall trip there, or maybe McKelvey National Forest, the Nebraska National Forest, the Valentine National Wildlife Refuge, or Fort Niobrara National Wildlife Refuge. A lot of things to see and do here in Cherry County. Check it all out at visitvalentine.org.
And happy Friday, everybody. Tri-State Livestock News. You know, it's what ranchers read. And you know why? It's the Cattlemen's Publication, located in the heart of one of the greatest cow-calf producing regions in the world. Make sure you check them out. You can go to tsln.com. That's, of course, Tri-State Livestock News.
Do you have something to share for us on The Good Stuff, Kim?
Well, now that we've had a little touch of cool weather. I didn't know we were going to have it. It stayed so warm in a lot of the areas.
It's that time of the year.
Yeah, it certainly is. So I guess we might as well face it. So I have some North Dakota forecasts. This is by Rodney Nelson. They're the darlings of the media, the prophets with the power to make legions of the rural tune in most any hour. What they say could make a difference between failure and success, can cause grief beyond perception or unmeasured happiness. Yes, the forecast from the weatherman can make the future bright, but he suffers tons of ridicule because he seldom gets it right. We often get discouraged from predictions that they make, like when they promise us a snowstorm and we never see a flake. When we're desperate for moisture that we need to make a crop, they'll promise us 2 inches and we'll scarcely see a drop. Precipitation's not their bag, but if I may be so bold, they're often on the money predicting hot or cold. We gotta hand it to them. When I thought of this, I grinned. Up here in North Dakota, they're deadly accurate with wind. It's one prediction we can count on, and they're either fairly close, like we get just what they've promised, or receive a double dose. Gentle breezes, heard predicted in the weather monologue, could without exaggeration peel the hide right off a hog. My advice to all you weathermen is so simple and so plain. Please ease up on the wind a bit and send us plenty of rain. North Dakota forecast by Rodney Nelson.
I ran across something that was sent to Jim a while back. I hope he doesn't mind that I share this, from Bill, Marcella, and Milo the Cat. This is from Kinsale, Ireland, back about 10 years ago almost. But some thoughts about a coming trip to Ireland. It's better to spend money like there's no tomorrow than to spend tonight like there's no money. May you always have a clean shirt, a clear conscience, and enough coins in your pocket to buy a pint.
Yes.
And may your thoughts be as glad as the shamrocks. May your heart be as light as a song. May each day bring you bright, happy hours that stay with you all year long. Some friends of Jim from Kinsale, Ireland had sent that to him on a pending trip, and I thought that's kind of fun to share some of those.
That is some blessings there. Okay, let's talk about things that are not found in houses anymore. Are you ready?
I am ready.
You never see, well, I can't say you never see, because I have seen a few, but not very many, laundry chutes.
Nope, they're kind of a thing of the past.
They are, and dumbwaiters. Literally, you never see a dumbwaiter anymore.
I've seen one at the restaurant the other day.
Oh,
that kind
no,
of
thing. No, no, oh, okay. Shame on you. The kind in the house. Secret rooms.
Secret room. Well, now people have panic rooms and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that is true. That is true. Transom windows. You know, the window above the window?
Yeah.
To let circulation in or let light in. You don't see those hardly anymore.
Since modern air conditioning, not a necessity.
Exactly. And root cellars.
Root cellars, where you kept all your roots.
Yes, that's right. Indeed, you did.
Pickles and all that kind of stuff.
All
that
the good stuff. Home intercom.
Oh, now we got cell phones and we page each other in the other room.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. High ceilings.
Yeah, everybody's kind of gone to like a 7 or 8 foot ceiling. You don't see those big, big, tall ones anymore.
They were beautiful, though. Conversation pits.
What is that? Is that
That's
just like
where
a...
the living room drops down, where you take a step or two down, and then the living room is down below. They call it a conversation pit. Usually it has the couches, circular couches, things like that in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Milk chutes.
Oh, it's a milk chute.
That's where the milkman put the milk when he delivered the milk.
I thought they just left it on the doorstep.
No, they used to actually have milk chutes. I didn't realize that. Built-in iron boards.
Does anybody iron anymore?
That's a good point, but we sure don't have built-in ironing boards anymore.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, maybe about fall or October and Halloween, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And that's The Good Stuff.